So we're on Daf Mem Gimel tonight. Let's just refresh our recollections as to what took place over Yontiv. So on Mem Aleph, which was the first day of Yontiv, we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah talk about if non-Jews take a person forcibly from his outside of his tchum on Shabbos. And so if he's taken outside of his tchum, he's limited to Dalet Amos. But they take him out and they put him in an enclosure. So then there's a machloket between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who say that the person can walk through the entire enclosure. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva say he still only has Dalet Amot. Now, normally, if I have an enclosure that I was in the beginning of Shabbos, so the whole enclosure is my Dalet Amot, and then my Tchum is outside of it. But here I was not in this enclosure going into Shabbos. And so that's part of the equation, figuring out, you know, what the din is with Tchum. Then the Mishnah also mentioned another situation with a boat that left the port on Shabbos, and the same Tanaim have a machloket. So the same Tanaim who hold that I can walk throughout the enclosure, the deer, the Sahar, they hold that I can walk throughout the boat. The boat is also an enclosure. And then the Tanaim who held that I can only walk in Dalet Amot, so they were machmir, only walk in Dalet Amot. And the Gemara will discuss what does it mean that they were machmir. It means like mitzad din, they held you could really, you know, walk more than Dalet Amot. All right, so then if going now to Mem Beis Amud Beis, so the Gemara mentioned that that this is eight lines from the bottom on Mem Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Hilchata Karam Gamliel, B'dir B'saru Usfina. Rav says, Halacha follows Rav Gamliel. He was a lenient opinion, but the deer of Sahar are the enclosures and the boat that I could walk throughout the entire areas of those enclosures. And Shmuel Amar Hilchata Karam Gamliel B'sfina, Aval B'dir B'sahar Lo. Shmuel said, Halacha follows Rav Gamliel only by the Sfina. And the Sfina, there's what the Sfina is, they were in the boat going into Shabbos. That would be a tzad to be mekil with it. So both Rav and Shmuel hold Halacha is like Rav Gamliel by Sfina, but not by Dirasar. So the Gemara says, "Kuliyama miyad karalach Rambamliyah b'sfina my time." So everybody agrees, like Rabbi Gamliel by Sfina. So why does everybody agree with Rabbi Gamliel by Sfina? So Rabbi says, "Hoil b'shavat ba'vir mechitzot mibod yom." Rabbi says because he rested in those mechitzot mibod yom. So obviously, if I rest in those mechitzot mibod yom, so then it's like a real enclosure, and I'm entitled to go throughout the entire enclosure. That's the way Rabbah holds. Now, let's skip up to, then the Gemara mentioned that Rabbi Zera said that the reason he's the Mekil by Sfina is whole Sfina, no talto medchilat arba, manachtoba sof arba. The Sfina is always moving, and so Mela, your Dalet Amot are constantly changing. So the Dalet Amot I have 1 minute is different than the Dalet Amot next second, next second, next second. So I keep having different Dalet Amot. So wherever I go, I have new Dalet Amot. Or you could say that since it's constantly moving, I never get a Makom Shvita. I never get Dalet Amot. It just keeps moving all over the place. So I can keep moving. So then the Gemara on the top of Mem Gimel Mun Aleph says, the top line on Mem Gimel Mun Aleph, 43a, the top line. So the Gemara says, V'rabba mai tamal o'amar k'rebi zeira. Why does Rabbi not agree with Rabbi Zera? In other words, Rabbi holds that they were rested in the mechitzot. What's wrong with Rabbi Zera's svara that, you know, you keep getting new Dalet Amot every time the boat moves? So the Gemara says, B'malachet kuli alma lo pligin. That Rabbi would say that there is no machloket by malachet. In other words, the machloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva who was last chacham? Was it Rabbi Yeshua? Who was the last one? 1 second. In the Mishnah.
Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua. So the machloka between those Tanaim is not by Malachet. If the boat is moving, everybody agrees that you could go throughout the entire length of the boat. Keep Ligi B'Sha'amdu. The machloka is if the boat then comes to a halt. So in other words, I was taken away from my original tchum in the boat, and now the boat comes to a stop. So then they have machloket, do I get to go the entire length of the boat or am I limited to Dalet Amot? But in Achinami, if it's moving, everybody agrees, according to Rabbah, that I can go to the entire length of the boat. So therefore Rabbah says that the reason for the kula is because you rested in those machitzot going into Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says on the third line, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Manitin nami deka, the Molechet lo pligin. From Nachman Yitzchak says one could deduce from the Mishnah itself, a careful reading of the Mishnah, that by Mahalechet, when the boat is moving, there is no machloket. Mimoy, how do you see that? Midikatani masa shabomi palm darsin, viflikas finatam bayam. The Mishnah says there was an incident that the Chachamim were coming from palm darsin, and in the article they said it was like possibly Brundisium. Brundisium was an ancient port city in southern Italy, today's Brindisi. So they were traveling from Brundisium. And the boat went out at sea, and so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hilchu at kula. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went the entire length of the boat. For Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva lo zazu me'ar ba'amot. Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Akiva stayed within the dar of an amot. Shiratzu lahachmir latzman. They wanted to be machmir. So the implication of ratzu lahachmir is me'etzem adin they're allowed to move out the entire boat, but they wanted to be machmir, only go with dalet amot. So e amrit b'shleima b'malechet lo pligim. So if you assume, like Rabbi says, that there is no machloket by malechet, when the boat is going, everybody agrees that you can go through the entire length of the boat. He says haina dektani ratzu. So then I understand the Mishnah that they wanted to be machmir. He says dilmam amda, because they were afraid that at any moment the boat could come to a halt, and if the boat comes to a halt, then they have the machloket. Then Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah still hold that I can go the entire length of the boat, but then Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua hold I can only go dalet amot. So since they didn't know, maybe the boat will suddenly come to a stop. I don't want to leave my Tchum Shabbos, which is now dalet amot. So therefore, they were machmir to only go dalet amot always. He says, Ela yamrit pligi, but if you say they have a machloket, even when the boat is moving, he says, Hai ratzu lahachmir isuruhu. What do you mean they want it to be machmir? It's isur, it's prohibition. So the fact that the Tanna Mishnah says they want it to be machmir means they were doing above and beyond the call of halacha. So the implication of the Mishnah is they all agree when the boat is in motion, so you can go the entire length and breadth of the boat. But when the boat stops, then they have a machloket. Am I allowed to go the entire length of the boat, or am I limited to dalet amot? And Rabbi said the reason that you'd be allowed lechora to go the entire length of the boat is because you were shovet, you rested in it going into Shabbos. So it's like your home. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up, Fern?
I know you're not supposed to get off a boat if you're on a boat and the boat stops. How does that all work with this?
Okay, give me five lines and I'll come to you, okay? Let me just finish this piece and I'll come to you, okay? So the Gemara says, and we had that in the Mishnah also. You were here the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah spoke about that explicitly. Okay, but I'll come to you in a minute, okay? Now, the Gemara says, the next piece, so Amar Ravashi Manit Nami Deka. Ravashi says, I could make a deduction, the same thing, from a different line in the Mishnah. He says, Dikatani Sfina Dumi Dadir Vesahar, that the Mishnah sets up an analogy between the boat and the deer in the Sahar. The deer in the Sahar were enclosures and the boat. So he says, Ma deer v'sahar dekvi, just like the deer v'sahar, they're not moving anywhere, they're enclosures on land. It says, Av sfina nami dekviya. So too, the sfina dekviya means, inakinami, in the case with the boat, was moving, but the point that they will have the actual dispute is when the boat is not moving. That's what he wants to say. He says, all right, let me just do five more lines and we'll be it. So, Amalei Rabacha Berei de Rava, the Ravashi, Hilchata Karabin Gamliel Besfina. So, Rabacha said to Ravashi, now he's not saying it himself, the Allah is like Rabin Gamliel. He's quoting the statement earlier from Rav and Shmuel. They both said, Hilchata Karabin Gamliel Besfina. So he says, Hilchata Maklal the Plihi, from the fact that he says Allah follows Rabin Gamliel, that indicates there is a machloket. So the question is, what's the machloket? What's not the machloket? So we already said that according to Rabbah, when the boat is moving, there is no machloket. When it's stationary, that's the machloket. So the Gemara says, in, there is a machloket by the boat. He says, Vahatani, and Vahatani here is not a question, it's a statement. Vahatani, we learned the Braisa. Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Hananya, the nephew of the Tana Rabbi Yeshua Omer, so he's the nephew of one of the personalities that was involved in this machloka, one of the people. Omer kuloto yom yashvu b'danu b'davo b'dvar halacha. That whole day, that Shabbos, they had a whole discussion about what the halacha is on the boat. In other words, the boat went off, left the port, and some were just letting themselves down, and some walking the whole boat. So he says, emesh echriya achiyaba, in the evening, which would be Motzei Shabbos, when Shabbos is over already, presumably, he says, my uncle was Machria, halakhic or Liyosfina. Then the lack of halakhic or Liyosfina, meaning even Liyosfina, the boat would be stationary, you could walk the entire length and breadth of the boat. But when it comes to the Dir Vesahar, the enclosure is halakhic or Liyosfina, that you're limited to Dalet Amot. That was in the statement in the Gemara. We pass them like Rabbi Gamliel and all of them, that you could get to walk the whole thing. Let me just make sure about that. Right. Okay, now, that's what Rob had said on the previous Talmud. Okay, let me just summarize and I'll get to you, Fern. Okay, so so the basic idea we discussed is that you have everybody has Tchum Shabbos, Tchum Yantiv, but then when you leave your Tchum Shabbos, Tchum Yantiv, you start running into problems. And then you're limited to Dalet Amot. So if Goyim take me and they plop me into a Dir Vesahar, an enclosure, so then they have a Machloket Tanayim, whether I can walk the entire length and breadth of the enclosure, am I still limited to Dalet Amot? And in an enclosure, like normally if I would be in an enclosure going into Shabbos, I could walk the entire length and breadth of it. So how does this play out here? So then the Gemara also brought up the case of a boat. Let's say the boat was important and the boat, sailed out on Shabbos. So where does it leave me? So the difference with the boat is I was in the boat before Shabbos. So there, there's more tzedadim to be makel. Since I was in the boat before Shabbos, so it's like I have these machitzot around me. So I was there going into Shabbos. So we said that what Rabbah understood it, that there is no machloka. When the boat is moving, everybody agrees I have my dalet amot of the whole boat. And that's because we said that b'malechet, in other words, I don't even have a tchum. In other words, tchum is constantly changing when the boat is moving. So every minute I have a new dalet amot, so I can walk the entire length and breadth. But the machloket, according to Rab, is when the boat comes to a standstill. So then, do I say I get the entire length and breadth of the boat or not? So Rab says I do, like it's like my house. And then Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua hold I don't. Okay, now let me just get to Fern's question, then I'll take some other questions. So Fern asked me, she knows that if a person's on a boat and the boat comes to port on Shabbos, that you can't leave the boat. So we had this in the Mishnah itself. Remember, the Mishnah says, the Chamu on a boat, and the boat came to the port on Shabbos, and Reuel took out his instrument, and he says, I was able to determine that we were within 2,000 amot of the port while it was Shabbos. In other words, when Shabbos came in, we were within Tchum of the port. We were in the Tchum of the port. So the idea is that if I have my Tchum, in other words, now it's coming to port, I can't leave my Tchum, in other words, I'm not in this Tchum. In other words, now it's coming to the port, I can't leave the boat. In other words, the boat is my Tchum, I can't, in other words, the boat was at sea, now the boat's in the port, I can't leave the boat, because that's part of my Tchum Shabbos. All right, who's the questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Everybody there? Okay. I'm going to move on if everybody's okay. All right. All right. Fern, you look like you're in a state of distress. What's going on? All right?
What? If you saw the port when it was Shabbos, let's say...
Skip the seeing the port. If you're within 2,000 amot of the port when Shabbos begins, you can disembark.
You can.
Yeah. But okay. If you were on the ocean liner now on Shabbos, the boat docks, then you can't disembark. All right?
No, but if it's docking as Shabbos comes in, you can.
Right. Okay.
I don't go on cruises anyway, but I just wanted to know.
Neither do I, but I must say it's a real nisayon. You know, I guess I keep thinking of that book, All for the Boss, and even though the incident that she describes in there was in the 1930s, it really sounds horrible. Like, she's in this boat, everybody disembarks, and they're stuck on the boat, and she's describing the situation. Okay, let's take a look.
My father says, why would you want to go on a cruise? They always come back minus one.
Oh, God forbid. All right, let's take a look. At the two dots on Mem Gimel and Aleph, okay? So, by Rav Chananya, yesh tchumin l'mala me'asara, ain't tchumin l'mala me'asara. Now, we said that everybody's limited to a tchum of 2,000 amot on Shabbos and Yantif. That's the Aleph phase. So, are tchumin only on the ground? What if I somehow could levitate in the air? Am I still subject to the same dinim of tchumin? Meaning, we'll see. In other words, there are ways that I could like go above the ground. I could jump and do other things. So am I still subject to the dinim of tchumin? So the Gemara says, Amud gavoa asara v'rachav arba lo tibaylach. Let's say at the end of my tchum, It was the dotted line, the end of my tum. So there's like a pillar or a large, you know, object that rises up that's four tefachim by four tefachim and 10 tefachim in height. So that, without a doubt, if I'm not allowed to climb on that to exit my tum. In other words, like, you know, in other words, like a large, you know, sort of like platform or something like that. So I can't get onto that platform and climb out of my tum. He says, the Aris Michti, that's like solid ground. It's like a mound. It's no different with that. The Gemara says, Kiti Belachba Mudgavo Asar Beinu Rachav Arba. But let's say there's an Amud that rises 10 Tefachim, but it's less than 4 Tefachim in width. In other words, like a very narrow, I don't know how I can't, you know, in other words, you understand it. In other words, like you have this narrow sort of pathway that's rising above your tchum. Inami dekaazel bekvitza, or if a person would be jumping, leaping over 10 tefachim. I guess got to be good at leaping. Then the Gemara says lishnach rina, or a different version of the conversation was bisfinim. Let's say a person is traveling by boat. So the question is, do I say that the boat is not subject to the dinim tchumim because the boat is above 10 tefachim from the seabed? So that's the question. The tchumim apply when it's above 10 tefachim. My, what's the halacha with this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Oshia Tashma. So Rav Oshia says, we can arrive from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah will give us the answer to this question. It says, Master Shabomi Palm Darsin. There's an incident with a Chachamim from Palm Darsin, which he said was Brindisium, this port in southern Italy, or possibly. Vifligas Finatabayam. And then the boat went out at sea. And so some of them went through the whole length and width of the boat, and some were limited to Dal Tfachim. So the Gemara says, Yamrit Bishlema Yesh Tchumen Mishum Hachiratsu. So again, so Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua limited themselves to Dal Ramot, and they were Machmir. But if there are Tchumen out at sea, even though the boat is more than 10 Tfachim from the seabed, it makes sense they would be Machmir. In other words, we said the pshat was they're afraid the boat is going to stop. If the boat stops, so then I'm limited to Dal Ramot. That's according to their Shita. So then it makes sense. Then the mission makes sense. El Yamrin ain't Tchumen, but if you say a boat at sea, there's no Tchumen because it's more than 10 Tfachim from the seabed. So he says, Am I Ratsu? Why do they want to be Machmir? It's like they're like in a Tchum-free zone. Why should I be Machmir on this? I got enough problems on the boat anyway. All right? That's the point. So he wants to prove from the Mishnah that it must be there are Tchumen above 10 Tfachim. Otherwise, the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shu's conduct doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says no. Kita Amar Rava b'malachet b'rikak. Like Rava explains elsewhere, which we'll have in a couple of lines, that the boat is talking, or we could say the boat is talking about where it's going in shallow waters. In other words, the boat, when we say the boat, it's like in the very shallow. So the boat is like going in waters that are less than 10 tefachim, or when they're in the boat, they're less than 10 tefachim from the ground. That's pretty shallow. So hachanami malachet b'rikak. So once I say that it's shallow water, it's not like a boat on the ocean, but in shallow waters. So I could say that. So I could say there are no tchumen above 10 tefachim, but you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. I could say the Mishnah is talking about where the boat was within 10 tefachim. But above 10 tefachim, I don't know. That's our question. Our question is, are the tchumen above 10 tefachim? So you bring this proof from the boat, but the boat could be within 10 tefachim. The boat doesn't prove anything. Is everybody okay with that? Okay, let's move on. Now the Gemara says Tashma. Now the Gemara tries to bring another proof from later part of the Mishnah. It says, once there was an incident with the Chachamim, they were traveling on the boat, and the boat only came to port after nightfall on Friday night, and they had a whole shiloh, were you allowed to leave the boat? So if I say there are tchumen on the ocean, so then it makes sense. They had tchum, now we're in here, so are we allowed to leave or not? He says, El Yamrid ain't tchumen, but if you say there are no tchumen, he says, Kilo ayinu betocha tchum, my havi. So even, in other words, even if they were more than 2,000 amot at sea, but there are no tchumen on the ocean, because the ocean is like you're floating in air, so there are no tchumen there. So then what was the whole kasha? So here's the thing. So Amar Rabbi Malachet B'Rakak. So Rabbi says here, again, that the Mishnah could be talking about where it's going in shallow water. But when it's at sea, I don't know the answer to this question yet. Okay, let me just summarize, then we'll talk. So again, the question is, are there tchumen above 10 tefachim from the ground? Are there tchumen above 10 tefachim from the ground? And, you know, So we tried to bring proof from like the boat incidents in the Mishnah, which seemed like they were an issue of tchumen. But of course, the boat incidents could be talking about the boat was you know, within 10 tefachim of the seabed. It was just traveling in shallow water. So you don't have any proof from that boat incident. And so it could be that there are no tchumen, but we don't know yet. Okay, who's a question? Comes to us. What do you got? Nobody? Okay. I'm going to keep moving. Keep moving. I guess the fast makes everybody quiet. Right? All right. All right. Maybe. All right. Let's take a look. All right. Now, here's a nice Gemara, two lines from the bottom. So, Tashma, now we try to bring another proof from an incident. And the issue is, are there tchumen above 10 tfachim? So, Tashma, Hani Shev Shmaita, Ditamran B'tzafra B'shabta, Kamid Rav Chista B'sura, B'hadipani B'shabta Kamid Rav Pum Padita, Manam Rinu. So, there were Shav Shmaita. So Shav Shmaita should ring a bell with everybody, I think. Or anyway, it's a famous sefer by the Ksos, right? The Shav Shmaita. Anyway, so he wrote this. He says, "Bialduti," when I was younger, and some say he was 13, and that he wrote it like for his. He's got 7 discourses. Some say each discourse was for one night of the Sheva Brachot when he got married, and the discourses are very, very learned discourses. So they studied the Shev Shmaita in yeshivas. Anyway, but here's the source for it. So the Shev Shmaita, there were 7 halachot in Trefis that were said. So the 7 halachot were said in Trefis, Berav Chista and Sura in the morning, on the Shabbos morning, and said before it should be Rabbah with a hay in Pumpadit in the afternoon, and they're outside the tchum from one another. So like these novel explanations came. So he says, Manam Rinu, who's the one who said these explanations? How did somebody get from point A to point B and it's outside the Tzchum? So he says, Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. Didn't Eliyahu say it? So some shot is Eliyahu Navi. So he says, Alma ain't Tzchum l'malam yasar. So we assume that Eliyahu would have to pass above either jumping or whatever, but in order to get from Sur to Pumpadita, in order to do it. Now, the Meiri says in the Beit HaBechira, it doesn't really mean Eliyahu per se. The Meiri says, it means it could be like there was a Taman Chacham, and the Gemara is just saying like Eliyahu, but he came, and he said over the Shav Shmaita, but the point is, he came, he's Shomer Shabbos, how could he get from Sur to Pumpadita on Shabbos, unless one is not in Tchum of the other, unless he was like jumping higher, jump, 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 then that would be a way to get through it. In other words, that would prove that there are no Tchumen above 10 Tfachim, if that's the case. So the Gemara says, "Lo, Dilma Yosef Shina Aminu." Maybe Yosef, the demon, said it, or you could say like the Malach of the Meiri means like there was a Mechal Shabbos who said it. And Rashi says over here, 2 lines to the bottom, 3 lines to the bottom, Yosef Shina Dilo Mintar Shabta. He doesn't observe Shabbos. So I was looking at the Tivta Gemara. They were saying like that sounds like more like that it was a person who wasn't Shomer Shabbos that was doing the whole thing. Now, there's one question. Which I'll read it from the sheets in a minute, but it's brought up by the Chasam Sofer. Like at a bris, we're always, you know, when bris is, whether they come out during the week or or it's on Shabbos, we welcome Eliyahu Navi at every bris, right? So how does Eliyahu Navi get to the bris? In other words, if there's tchumen on Shabbos and tchumen above 10 tfachim, how does Eliyahu Navi make his appearance at the bris? So,
it sets up a tachon before Shabbos.
Say again, what? Yeah, but if he's got a bris,
then he couldn't go to more than one.
Right. He's got a bris in. He's got a bris in L.A. He's got a bris in New York. He's got a bris in Long Island. He's moving all over the place. So, one second.
Maybe he sends his minions.
Yeah. Well, I'll do the end of this here. So the Chasam Sofer distinguishes when Eliyahu Navi appears only in spirit form when he appears as an ordinary human being with body and soul. When Eliyahu appears in spirit form, such as a bris, he's considered an angel. He's not subject to the laws of the Torah. Therefore, he's not restricted from traveling to a bris, even though it may be beyond his Tchum Shabbos. He says, but when he appears like in the human form, then he's limited. Oh, see, it's related to the Gemara that's coming up. I jumped the gun a little bit with that. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right. So we were trying to bring a proof that there are no tchumen above 10 tfachim, but the Gemara says the person who traveled from Sur to Pumpadita may not have been in Shomer Shabbos, so there's no raya with that. Okay, everybody good? Any questions, comments, thoughts? Such looks. Shai, you gave me such a look. Anyway. All right. All right. I guess it's the Amos Hadin of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Everybody's got a very serious disposition here tonight. All right. Let's take a look. And Baruch Hashem, we had a daf yomi I can't say in the sukkah, but in the tent on Yontif. A number of people came, and I'm sorry for the people who couldn't come or who didn't come, but it's a new year. It's a new year. We're off to a new learning with a new year, and I wish everybody lots of mazel and tzlacha. Everybody's learning. All right. So now the bottom line on Gimel Marav 43a, the bottom line. Okay. So Tashma Rina Zir B'Yom Sheben David Ba. If a person makes a neder that he's a nazir when Ben David comes, it means when the Mashiach comes, he's making neder that he's a nazir. So he says, "Mutar l'shto yayim b'Shabbatot of Yamim Tovim." So he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantiv, meaning the Mashiach's not going to come on Shabbos and Yantiv. Turn page on Mem Gimel Mevayz. He says, "Va'asul l'shto yayim b'chol yimorachol." He can't drink wine on any day during the week, because any day during the week, even if it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the Mashiach may have come this morning. He may not have heard about it yet, so he may be subject to his neder. As a nazir, he's not allowed to drink wine. So the idea is, and I think the Chafetz Chaim cites this, the Archbishop had a biography, and he said that like it means like a person has to believe the Mashiach can come any minute. And you see in Halacha, if a person makes an edit like this, so he can't drink wine. So now the Gemara makes a deduction from this is a Mishnah, right? So the Gemara makes a, it's a brisa. So the Gemara makes a deduction from the brisa. He says, if I say there are tchumen, he says, it means that's why on Shabbos and Yantiv the Mashiach can't come. Now it's not so clear where the Mashiach's got to go exactly, but the Gemara takes it, then the Mashiach's got to travel a lot, and they have the tchumen. So he's subject to these tchumen. There's no way to get around the tchumen. He can't jump, go here, there, and the other place. So he's stuck. He says, El Yamri ain't tchumen b'Shabbatot v'yom tovim. You said there's no tchumen above, it means ain't tchumen, it means above 10 tfachim. So there's no tchumen above 10 tfachim, amai mutar. So maybe the Mashiach will come. He could get around, does what he needs to do on Shabbos and Yantiv, because there are ways to get around the tchum by jumping. So the Gemara says, no. He says, Shani hata. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof that since we say he can't come, that there are tchumen above 10 tfachim. So the Gemara says you don't have a proof. Shani hatam. The reason, in other words, it could be that there are no tchumen, but the reason that the person is allowed to have the wine is shani hatam. I'm going to send you Eliyahu Navi before the Mashiach comes. He says v'halo at Eliyahu me'etmol. Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday, so I know the Mashiach's not here today. That's what the Gemara is saying. So, in other words, it's not being raised on the Tchumen, since I know Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday on Friday, so I know the Mashiach's not going to be here today. So I know the Mashiach's not going to be here today, so I could drink the wine. So the Gemara says, Ihachi b'chol kol yom b'yom anami l'shtari. So if that's the case, he should be allowed to drink wine 7 days a week, because he knows that every day Eliyahu Navi didn't come the day before. So he knows that the Mashiach's not coming today. So the Gemara says, Dadlo ata Eliyahu Matmol. So that's not flying. Ella imrina on the Beit HaNagadol ata. So rather, you have to say that during the week that maybe Eliyahu Navi did come, but he presented himself before the Beit HaNagadol in Yerushalayim. But it means he's in a location I didn't hear about it yet. But maybe Eliyahu Navi did come yesterday. So hachanami. So to hear with the issue with Shabbos, lame the Beit HaNagadol ata. So maybe Eliyahu Navi came on Friday and he presented to the Beit HaNagadol. And the Mashiach could come today on Shabbos. So again, so we were making a deduction from the fact, the key is that the Braisa says, if the person makes his neder to be a Nazir, when the Ben David comes, he's allowed to have wine on Shabbos. That's the key element. He's allowed to have wine on Shabbos. So we were making a whole extrapolation from this, that it must be that that there are tchumen, otherwise that would otherwise the Yom Navi could come. Tchumen is stopping from coming. So the Gemara says, no, you can't deduce one way or another from that. It could be that, so he says, Kvar muvtach len l'Yisrael shein liyo ba lo ba'arvei Shabbatov lo ba'arvei yom tovim ne'atorach. We have Mesora that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on a Friday. So since there's a Mesora that Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on a Friday, he's going to interrupt everybody with their Shabbos and Yantip preparations. So since Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on a Friday, that's why we know the Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. So the Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos, not because with Tchumen, yes Tchumen, not Tchumen. We wanted to bring a raya that there were Tchumen l'mala me'asara, but it could be there are no Tchumen l'mala me'asara, but he's not coming on Shabbos because that's our Mesorah, that Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Friday. So the Gemara says, Kesaka Daitach, we think, midiliyahu lo ato, since Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on a Friday, So Mashiach nami loati mali shabto. So loati. So Mashiach also is not going to come on Friday. If Eliyahu Navi can't come on a Friday because he's going to interrupt everybody with their Shabbos preparations and the other preparations, Mistam the Mashiach also can't come on a Friday because he'll also interrupt everybody with their preparations. So the Gemara says mali shabto lishteri. So on Friday the person should be allowed to drink the wine because Mashiach Mistam is not going to come on a Friday. So the Gemara says Eliyahu loati Mashiachati. No. Eliyahu Navi is not coming on a Friday, but the Mashiach Taka could come on a Friday. What's the difference? They came into Ati Mashiach, Akol Avadim Israel. So once the Mashiach comes, everybody's subservient to the Jewish people, meaning not that there are slaves, but everybody's eager to ingratiate themselves with the Goyim. So I asked my non-Jewish neighbor, go to the store, I need all these things for Shabbos. And the neighbor goes and does it for me, because, you know, it's like Mashiach Zeit. So that's the way. Okay, so again, so let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. So, the issue is, are there tchumen above 10 tefachim from the ground? So, and it related to the boat, but the boat we were able to dismiss because the boat might be in shallow water. So then we have this brisa, which talks about if a person makes a neder to be a nazir on the day that Ben David comes, the Mashiach comes, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos. So we try to extrapolate from there that the Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos because he have tchum in l'malam e'asara. So the Gemara says, no, there might not be tchum in l'malam e'asara, but there's a mesorah that Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Friday afternoon. So if he's not coming on Friday, or he's not coming on Friday, I shouldn't say Friday afternoon, that Eliyahu Navi is coming on Friday because he's going to throw people with their Shabbos preparations. So mainly the Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. Okay? So then we don't have any proof from that. And then the Gemara said, well, if Eliyahu Navi is not coming on a Friday, and some of the Mashiach also wouldn't come on a Friday because he would also interrupt everybody. So the Gemara says, no, the Mashiach could come on a Friday because once he comes, so all the Goyim will be eager to do things to the Jews, and the Jews will be able to make their Shabbos preparations and the other preparations anyway. All right, let me just do five more lines. That'll be it. Okay, then I'll pause for questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to make a different diuk from the Brice to the other way. Bechad b'shabbat lishteri. So the Gemara says the person should be allowed to drink wine on a Sunday. He should be allowed to drink wine on a Sunday. One in a minute. It means like this: if there are tchumen, so the Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. If there are no tchumen, he could come on Shabbos. So the Brisa says that he's not allowed to drink the wine on Sunday. So one second.
We just said he can't come on. Eliyahu Navi can't come on Friday.
One second. Give me one second. Yeah, Eliyahu Navi could come on Shabbos, though. That's the issue. So in other words, so if Eliyahu Navi can't come on a Shabbos, so then I should be able to drink wine on Sunday because Eliyahu Navi is going to come one day before the Mashiach. So if Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos, I should be allowed to drink wine on Sunday. In other words, the person who made the netters should be allowed to drink the wine on Sunday. So the fact that the Tana doesn't say that way, that's a siman that there are no mechitzar of l'malam e'asara. So the Gemara says, b'chad b'shabbat lishteri, so he should be allowed to drink the wine on Sunday if Eliyahu Navi can't come on Shabbos. So lifshot mina, so mela, so we should be able to extrapolate from that brisa, the ain tchumen, that there are no tchumen. In other words, Eliyahu Navi could come on Shabbos. He says, the eish tchumen, because there are tchumen, b'chad b'shabbat lishteri, the lot Eliyahu b'shabbat, because Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you can't prove anything from that. Hai Tana Sipuke Mesapkale. The Tana is Mesupak, whether there are Tchumen or not, above 10 Tfachim. Im Yesh Tchumen Yen, Oain Tchumen, Ula Chumra. So he's always going to Chumra. So over here with Sunday, so the Chumra, it would be, I'll say, I'm not sure there are Tchumen or not, but I'll say there are no Tchumen of Malam Asara, so Eliyahu Navi could come on Shabbos. So Mila, the person can't drink wine on Sunday. But by the same token, the Tana doesn't know whether there are tchumen or not. So the Tana would not say, like, you could go jumping and traveling on Shabbos, l'malam me'asara. All right, let me just get four more lines to the two dots, then we'll stop, okay?
Can you repeat that again?
With the whole proof or just the last line?
Just last proof.
Okay, so the last proof was, since we see that the Tana, the Brisa, says you're not allowed to drink wine on Sunday. So that means the Tana is thinking that the Mashiach could come on Sunday.
Which means that Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbat.
That means that Eliyahu Navi can come on Shabbos. So
if Eliyahu Navi, no tchum.
Right, that's it. That's the proof. Now you got the whole proof. So the Gemara wants to bring a proof that way. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove it that way. It could be the Tana is Mesupak. He doesn't know whether there are or not Tchumin L'malam Yassara. So each case he's going to go L'chumra. So here, the Chumra by the Nazir is to say that there are no Tchumin L'Yarav, you could come. But by a regular person, if the regular person would say, can I jump here? I want to go like 5,000
Amos. No, you can't.
I can't because I'm going L'chumra. Okay, let me just do four more lines and then we'll take a big pause, okay? So then the Gemara says, look, Dekai Ema Dekanadar. So which day of the week is he making this neder to be a Nazir? He says, Elam Dekai Bechol, if we say during a weekday, he makes his neder, that when Ben David comes, he's going to, so he says, Kim Dekhalay Nazirut, Hechiat Shabdu Mafkalay. Now, each day we said that he can't drink wine, because maybe the Mashiach did come. I don't know about it yet, so I have to be concerned about it. So how can I say that he's going to begin his Neder Nazirus, and then Shabbos comes, he's going to break the Neder Nazirus? In other words, Thursday and Friday I'm concerned. From then Thursday I'm concerned, Friday I'm concerned. Then Shabbos I'm not concerned anymore. But in other words, once the Neder Nazirus begins, it begins. So the Gemara says, Elo the Kai Bishab the Kanadar, Yom Tov Kanadar, Vahu Yom the Sharilei, Mikan Ve'elach Asrulei. So when the Tana the Brisa says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov is permissible, it means if he makes a neder that Shabbos to be a Nazir when Ben David comes, so then he could drink wine that day. But any once, in other words, if he made the neder and the Mashiach came already, the neder is not chal. He's making the neder if the Mashiach comes. So the Mashiach has got to come after he makes the neder. So if he makes the neder on a Thursday, he has to be concerned. Maybe the Mashiach came already today. Now the Mashiach's coming. Now he makes the neder. Now the Mashiach's coming. But I don't know about it yet. So he's got to keep the neder Nazirus. So once he's keeping the neder Nazirus, because maybe the Mashiach came, and I don't know about it yet. Maybe the Mashiach, presented himself to the Bezdan HaGadol, whatever. He's busy here, there, and the other place. So then how can I say I'm going to stop on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no, he would continue on with the Nazirus on Shabbos. It just means if a person makes the neder on Shabbos, then he doesn't have to begin the neder that day, because that day the Mashiach has not yet come. But after that, he does. All right, let me just see if there's anything else here. One second. Okay. All right, let me just summarize again. So we went through a whole long discussion about whether there's a tchumen above 10 tefachim. And the Gemara was never able to resolve it. That's the basic upshot of the whole Gemara. And we got into a discussion about the Mashiach and Eliyahu Navi. And then we discussed about his Nazirus. All right, let me read that sheet now. For now it's time for the sheet. And then we'll take some questions. All right. Now, he says that the Mashiach and Eliyahu will not appear on Shabbos. They're coming until it's traveling further than Tchum Shabbos. All right, this we did. Now, many of the Zemiras composed from Motzei Shabbos center on Eliyahu Navi. Indeed, the tour states it is customary to mention Eliyahu Navi and Motzei Shabbos and pray for his imminent arrival. The Baal Amani explains that this custom is based on our Gemara, which states that Eliyahu Navi cannot arrive on Friday or Shabbos because this would involve a violation of the law of Tchum. According to the opinion, the law of Tchum applies even above 10 tefachim. Therefore, immediately after Shabbos, when it's once again possible Eliyahu to come, we reaffirm our faith in his arrival. Shulchan Aruch states that at a bris milah, it is customary to designate share and honor. Oh, the rest we did, I guess. Okay. All right. Now, so he says we have the chair for Eliyahu Navi, and the Chasam Sofer says that Eliyahu Navi comes in different forms. He can be the spiritual form or the physical form. He says, I'm skipping and then coming back. He says, however, before the advent of the Mashiach, Eliyahu's neshama from above will reunite with his body, which is currently in Gan Eden, and he will appear as a human. When he appears in human form, he's obligated to observe the Torah laws, is not permitted to travel beyond Tchum Shabbos. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
I missed the whole idea about if he comes on Monday or Tuesday, and then what happens on Shabbat.
So the Gemara is saying that once I make an neder to be a Nazir, and then I'm choshesh right. That maybe he came already. In other words, I make the neder. Let's say the person makes the neder on Tuesday. So he can't drink wine on Tuesday, can't drink on Wednesday, because maybe now the Mashiach has come. But I don't know about it. So I'm beginning my Nazir. The person's beginning his Nazirus. So once he begins the Nazirus, he on Shabbos it doesn't stop. In other words, he said he made a neder. He's going to be a Nazir on the day the day he comes. But it doesn't mean just the day he comes. He's making a neder to be a Nazir for, I don't know, 30 days or a year, whatever, when the Mashiach comes. So what does it mean that he could drink wine on Shabbos? In other words, let's say Friday. Friday, maybe he came. So the person's keeping the neder. Then Shabbos comes, he doesn't have to keep it anymore, but maybe he came on Friday, he doesn't know all the facts yet. So the Gemara says, no. What does the Braisa mean that he's drinking wine on Shabbos? So the Gemara says it means if he took the neder initially.
On Shabbos.
Shabbos. Then he could, but afterwards he's got to observe all the prohibitions. All right, everybody good?
And is that possible for the anonymity to come and people don't know?
Initially, well, not everybody knows. Some people know, but not everybody knows. You know, with Shabtai Tzvi, they all thought he was the Mashiach. I think the Taz, right? So the Taz was elderly at the time that Shabtai Tzvi, you know, was he claimed to be the Melech HaMashiach. So Jewish communities all over Europe were sending him these wonderful gifts that they thought the Melech, like it's like Mashiach Zeiten, that you know, they're like, you know, Baruch Haba Melech HaMashiach. And the Taz, I think he sent his two sons to go greet him. And he was elderly, wasn't able to go. And the sons came back, I think, with a favorable report. And that's why everybody was like all psyched up that the Mashiach was there. And then right after that, they had, you know, for Shabtai Tzvi, he ended up announcing that he was becoming a Muslim, which wasn't good. And he was like pressured by the Sultan. And then they had these, the Khmelnytsky pogroms in 1648, 1649. So it really led to a big disaster among Ashkenazi Jews. That's why afterwards Ashkenazi Jews, they shied away from Kabbalah because they like with Kabbalah had predicted that the Mashiach would come in 1648, 1649. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything else? I'm moving on. One second. Fern, did you send me an email? I just saw a female from Fern Block. That's you, no?
That is me. I didn't mean to send you something. What did it say?
You like my pink hat?
Oh, I meant that for Livia.
Yeah, you sent it to the wrong person. All right.
Oh, little Livia, like your hat.
All right. Let's see back. all right, let's go on. All right, we're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Everybody ready? All right, let's take a look. Now, we're 10 lines from the bottom at the two dots. Okay, so Pamachalo Niklasu Namal Vegomer Vechule. So we said they were in the boat, and then they came into port, you know, after Shabbos. It doesn't mean that they're the ones sailing the boat. They got the goyim who were leading the boat. They're just passengers in the boat, and the boat pulls into port after Shabbos. And so they said to Rabbi Gamliel, "We allowed to disembark from the boat." And Gamliel says, "Well, I already looked through my instrument, and I determined that we were within the tchum before Shabbos began. So you're okay." So Tana turned to Bright said, Shvoferd I told Rabbi Gamliel, he had this tube, Shemabit Vitsofer Ba'alpaim Amma Bayabashah, he could look at it at a distance of 2,000 Amma on the dry land, Ukinegda Alpaim Amma Bayam, and also at the sea. Now, it's hard to understand how this worked, but we're going to try the best we can, at least with one explanation. Now we have our favorite, let me go back. Let me stop the sharing with this. One second. I got the screen share. How do I get rid of the screen share? One second. All right. Let me go this again. All right. All right. Everybody see the picture? So here you see the person looking through like a type of telescope. Now, this is just a tube without any lenses at either end. But it means that like if you know like the height of like this the post where it's at and the angle, so you can measure. In other words, like if the person's got this thing with the angle, he knows that if it's looking like straight down, it's 5 feet away. At this angle, it's 500 feet away. This angle, 1,000 feet or 1,000 amot, 1,500 amot, 2,000 amot. So there's a way to work out the height and the angle where you figure out how far you are away from the object. So Rabbi Gamliel had this stand, I guess, with this tube, according to Hesber, and he was able to figure out, he focused on something at the port, and he was able to figure out that they were 2,000 amot, were within 2,000 amot at the beginning of Shabbos. Everybody good? All right, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Tanish, for third, I tell Rabbi Gamliel, Shem Abit Vitzofer Ba'alpaim Abba Ba'yav Hashah. All right, Q, hold it a second. The phone is ringing. Give us 1 second. Let me go back. So he says, Tana, Shofer Ahil Rogamliel, Shayama Beat, Sofer Ba, Alpaim Ama Ba Yabasha. So with this Shoferet, he was able to see 2,000 Amot on land, a distance of 2,000 Amot on land, Ukinegda Alpaim Bayam, and he was able to simulate 2,000 Amot at sea. So he was able to use it and make a determination as to how far they were away. Now, Harotzeidakama Omko Shelgai, the person wants to know the depth of a valley. He says, Mevishvoferet Umabitbai, he takes this tube, he looks in it, Vidakama Omko Shelgai. And apparently, you can use like the stand and the whole thing and figure out the depth of a valley in the same fashion. Varotzeidakama Govo Sheldekel, if I want to know how high a date palm tree, and here this is a little easier. So here in our picture, here you have date palm tree, here's the shadow. Here's the human in the shadow. So he says, Modeit komato betzilo. So he measures his own height first, right? So 1 second, 1 second.
He sets up an equation.
Yeah. The length, he says, Modeit komato betzilo, the shadow by the tree. Yeah. So he says, Modeit komato betzilo. He measures his own height and the length of the shadow, and length of the shadow by the tree. That's not the way I would have done it. So it's modeit komato, he measures his own height, and then the sail from the tree, vitzel komato. So he measures, let's say he's 6 feet.
He gets the proportions.
I got it. Okay, let's say he's, thank you. Anyway, let's say he's 6 feet, and the shadow is 16 feet, or whatever, or 12 feet, twice as long. So the same thing, like Fern was saying, we got the proportions, we'll do it. Now, yidat kama govo shel dekel, he'll know the height of the date palm tree. Now, I don't want like these animals hanging around like the kever, somebody's kever. So here, like could be a weasel or an animal. I'm afraid that the animal is going to smell the dead body, dig it up, things like that. I don't want that. So I don't want them, to getting the shade there. So noitz kana ba'arba shot bayom. So he should stick out a peg in the ground when it's 4 hours. It was in the day. 4 hours in the day would be like around 10 a.m. Says. And at that point, the shade is most desirable for the animals. It's like the biggest difference between the shade and the sun is at the fourth hour. It's based on the Gemara in Brachot. Yirlahechan silonote. And then he'll see like which is the direction of the shade. And the Gemara says, Mishapeya v'ola mishapeya v'yored. He'll make like slanting on the kever. So instead of having, in other words, instead of like the kever casting shade, this is all the shadow here. So instead of the kever casting the shade, he'll fill it in with like a gentle slope. And now there's no shade at the desirable hour and the animal will come and hang out there. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. Let me end the screen sharing. All right. Now we'll go in. Now, Nechemya b'reid Rav Chaniloi, Meshachtei Shmaita. So Nechemya, the son of Rav Nechalai, he got engrossed in his learning, and he walked out of his Tchum Shabbos. So now he's in, like you'd say in Yiddish, in Gehak Tzuris. He's outside his Tchum. Now he's limited to Dalet Amot, and it could be, you know how long the Shabbos is. That's a big mess, right? He says, B'nafa chutz Tchum. So Amalei Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. So Rav Chisda went to Rav Nachman and said, Nechemya Talmid Chashru B'Tzar. Nechemya Talmid is in difficult straits. So Amar Lo. So Rav Nachman said to him, Asei Lo Mechisa Shel B'nei Adam V'Yikanes. Form like a human partition. In other words, let's say he went 100 feet outside the Tchum. So get as many people as it takes to surround him. Now, these people who are surrounding him, their tchum is further. So they're going to surround him, and they'll create like this circle, and the circle will lead back to his old tchum. So it's like the goyim. The goyim forcibly took you out of your tchum. They put you in a deer or a sahar, an enclosure. So the luck is like Rabban Gamliel. You could go through the whole deer, the sahar. So the same thing here. All the Jews are going to enclose him, create an enclosure, and then he'll be able to walk back into the end of the enclosure, and then he'll be back in his original tchum. That's the idea. So he says here, so Yativ Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak according to Rabba. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rabba and like in the shir. Yativ Rabba came to Rav Nachman. Rabba's in front of Rav Nachman. So Amli Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Rabba. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was in the rear row, said to Rabba, who was in the front row, my come by lay the Rav Chista. Why did Rav Chista go to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman's the Magid Shir. Why did Rav Chista go to Rav Nachman? What was bothering him? Why did he even like propose the question to him? Like he says, oh, your Talmud's in Gahak the Tzuris. Why didn't he take care of it? So the Gemara is entertaining what the question was. Ilema b'demalu gavri askinan. One possibility is that they had enough people to make this enclosure. Become a bayalei hilchatik Rav Gamliel on the top line on the next daf. Oh, ain't a luck, Rabban Gamliel. So one way to say is that he was wondering, is a luck like Rabban Gamliel? Not. If the luck is like Rabban Gamliel, so he's got a good Eitza, you could go through the whole thing. If the luck is not like Rabban Gamliel, you're dead in the water. That's not going to do anything. You can only limit to Dalet Amot. So that's one side that might have been bothering Rav Chista. Oh, Dilmon B'dilomalu Gavri Eskinen. Or maybe they didn't have enough people to make it back to the tchum, to surround this guy, to make him back to the tchum, become a bayalei alakik reblezer, or ain't alakik reblezer. And maybe his question was, what alakik reblezer? So reblezer we didn't have yet. It's coming up in the Gemara later on in Nunbeis, but we are making it through this mesecta, thank God. Anyway, so reblezer holds that if a person's within two amod of his tchum, he's allowed to go into the tchum. So maybe his question was that they had enough people just to form an enclosure to get him within two amot of his original tchum, and would that help or not help? That's another possibility was the question. All right, and we're going to have to leave it like hanging till tomorrow. That'll be the topic for tomorrow. All right.
But why two amot? What is special about the two amot? It's like you're almost there?
Yeah, so let me see what I'm saying. So this is, I have to look at this. 1 second. So it's on. 1 minute. 1 minute. Yeah, so this is the Mishnah on Beis Amud Beis. So he says, yeah. In other words, he says the person has two tchumen, his original 2,000 amat tchum, and his new 4 amat tchum. So I have dalet amot. So, but he says, so if I'm within two amot, I don't know why he says within two, should be within 4 amot of it, but he says, then 2 amot yikane. So I need to go over it. 1 second, why does he say 2 amot? But the idea is, oh, I see, right. So remember we had the machloket tanoim. When I have dalet amot, does it mean 4x4 or 8x8? So he holds it's 4x4. So I have 2 amot in each direction. So if I'm within 2 amot, then even though I don't have a tchum, but it matches with that other tchum, then that's why I can go in. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? I think we are good. All right, let me.
How does Rav Gamliel help him here if you hold by Rav Gamliel?
Rav Gamliel says you can walk through the whole enclosure. So if I can walk through the whole enclosure, in other words, he's 100 feet from Tchum, but he's surrounded with like, but 500 people are surrounding him. So now they have an enclosure that gets him to.
But that was made after.
Yeah, but but Rabbi Gamliel holds that if goyim take you from your original tchum and plop you into a deer or a sahar, so that you can go through the whole length and width of the deer and the sahar, even though you were not in that deer and sahar going into Shabbos. So that's okay.
Or he could just go to a bathroom.
But the bathroom isn't does. All right, it's not. We did have a cooler that way, but it's not always so pashut. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording.